Mystery 4. What is the universe made of? Answer. The real building blocks of the universe are qualia. There is room for infinite creativity depending on the observer. The state of awareness that you are in alters the qualia all around you. A sunset isn't beautiful to someone who feels suicidal. A severe leg cramp is negligible if you've just won a marathon. Observer, observed, and process of observation are intimately linked. As they unfold, the stuff of the universe emerges. Mystery 5. Is there design in the universe? Answer. The answer is trickier than yes or no. If there was design in the universe, the two would have to relate the way a potter and a lump of clay relate. Form would emerge from the formless by applying an external mind. A familiar homily in Christianity refers to the human body in this way, as the vessel of God. In reality, design is a conscious perception that is totally malleable. One person can regard a wildflower as a thing of beautiful design, while a second person sees it as a weed or a neutral biological specimen. After they vacate the meadow, a gopher may perceive the wildflower as food. Design is the interaction between mind and perception. It is permissible to see the universe as perfectly designed, perfectly random, a mixture of the two, or as some mystics would declare, mere dream stuff with no substantiality at all. Mystery 6. Is the quantum world linked to everyday life? Answer. This one is also a bit tricky. The qualia of experience change depending on your state of awareness. In our normal waking state, the quantum domain is too small to be experienced directly, and linking it to the world of large objects proves very difficult. With no experience to guide us, and with conflicting conclusions from laboratory experiments, physical linkages are controversial. But if you accept that the quantum domain isn't just mind-like, but represents mind taking on the appearance of quanta, then the answer is relatively simple. The quantum domain is another qualia realm like any other. It needs no link to everyday life because all domains are constructed from consciousness. But a direct experience of the quantum realm is prevented by veiled non-locality and cosmic censorship. Mystery 7. Do we live in a conscious universe? Answer. Yes. But this won't make any sense if your notion of a conscious universe is filled with thoughts, sensations, images, and feelings. Those are the contents of the mind. Remove the contents, and what remains is pure consciousness, which is silent, unmoving, beyond time and space, yet filled with creative potential. Pure consciousness gives rise to everything, including the human mind. In that sense, we don't live in a conscious universe the way renters occupy a rental property. We participate in the same consciousness that is the universe. Mystery 8. How did life first begin? Answer. As a potential in consciousness that grew from seed form into every variety of living thing. Choosing to call the soft green moss on a rock a living thing while denying life to the rock is merely a mind-made distinction. In reality, everything in existence follows the same path from its origin, dimensionless being, to a state that consciousness chooses to create out of itself. Since they follow the same path from the unmanifest to the manifest, a rock and the moss that clings to it share life on equal terms. Mystery 9. Does the brain create the mind? Answer. No, But the reverse isn't true either. The mind doesn't create the brain. This is another example of putting a distance between a potter and a lump of clay. Mind and brain aren't related in that way. Mind didn't find some primal stuff lying around in intergalactic space and fashion it into a brain. Matter didn't gather into bigger, more complex clumps until they got complex enough to begin thinking. The principle that applies here is complementarity, by which apparent opposites cannot exist without each other. There is no chicken or the egg dilemma, because reality creates opposites all at once. Being realistic, these answers sound very dissimilar to the answers you probably expected. We are quick to add, however, that nothing we've said is anti-science. What brought science to the end of its empirical methods wasn't a conspiracy of mystics, poets, dreamers, sages, and odd misfits. The everyday methods of science were outmoded by reality itself. In a universe dominated by dark matter and energy, where time and space break down at the Planck scale, it's not anti-scientific to look for a new way forward. We've put three cards on the table: qualia, consciousness, and the human universe. What game will be played with them? No one can predict. The most brilliant insights into consciousness that inspired the quantum pioneers have lain fallow for almost a century. Taking the physical universe at face value remains the default mode, with a few exceptions. In the end, we've been telling you about a hidden reality. It wasn't hidden intentionally or for mischievous purposes. The mind forged its own manacles, and it would take the history of the world to explain why and how. Happily, the urge to know reality can never be eradicated. And something inside us, whoever we happen to be, yearns to be free. It was a fateful day when Einstein sat down with a mystical Indian poet to wrangle out the true nature of existence. If Tagore was right that the human universe is the only one that exists, we face a future of infinite hope in the joy of creation. For future generations, "you are the universe" will be a credo to live by, no longer a dream wrapped inside a mystery.